الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Can we touch Quran on iPhones and other gadgets? First of all, it should be very clear from the outset that the position of all four Sunni schools of Islamic law is that it is unlawful and haram to touch any part of Quran, the Mus'haf, without being in a state of wudu, which is minor ritual purity. This is how we honor the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the evidence for that is from Quranic ayah in Surah Waqi'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. That it is surely the noble Quran, recorded already in a protected book, that is the preserved tablets, and that is not touched except by the purified ones, which are angels. A revelation from the Lord of Worlds. The most Mufassirun would suggest that this refers to physically touching the Quran. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, in his Al-Mu'atta, he mentioned that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wrote a letter to Amr ibn Hazm in which he said, none should touch the Quran except the one who is in state of purity. So apart from Mus'haf, which is a Quranic copy itself, if a complete verse of Quran is written or inscribed on something else, such as wool, piece of paper, slate or coin, etc., and by extension, if the Quran is stored electronically in a digital format on iPhone, PC, etc., it would not be classified as Mus'haf. So for this situation, there are two opinions. Even among the classical Hanafi jurists, some would suggest that in addition to the Mus'haf itself, it is not permitted to touch an item on which a complete verse or ayah of Quran is inscribed, as appeared in Baraqi al-Falah. So Imam's word is, wudu is mandatory in order to touch a Mus'haf and even to touch a verse inscribed on a coin or wool, due to statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is not touched except by the purified ones, whether to touch the inscribed part or the blank space. Some of our Hanafi scholars, however, stated that what is prohibitively disliked for the ritual impure is to touch the actual area where the text is written and not the blank space between the ayat or to the side of the page, because one is not touching the actual Mus'haf or Quran literally. The correct position is that touching the blank space is like touching the text itself, and hence the both are not permitted. This is according to Imam Shurumbulali in Maraqi al-Falah. The second opinion within the Hanafi school is that if Quranic verses are inscribed on something other than the Mus'haf, then it is only impermissible to touch that part of item where the verses are inscribed and not the whole item. Allama ibn Abidin, quoted Halabi and al-Bahr al-Raiq, states that it is not unlawful in other than a Mus'haf to touch except the area where the verse are inscribed, as appeared in Raddul Muhtar. So this position is taken up by Imam Abidin, Ibn Abidin, and also Ibn Najaym and others. So the second opinion, obviously in the widespread usage time of digital forms of Quran, would be quite okay to use, although superior and closer to propriety and taqwa would be that whenever possible to take precaution and act upon the first position, which is that don't even touch without wudu the blank part of the phone. So if the Quranic application is not activated and hence the verses do not appear on the screen, then it is totally permitted to touch the device, including the screen, without wudu. As for taking the Quran or a phone with Quran in it to the lavatory hadith, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and other things stored in its memory, if the application is not running and the text is not visible on the screen, then it is permitted. However, taking the phone into the lavatory with the text visible on the screen is highly disrespectful and blameworthy. And this is what has been stated in Fatawa al-Hindiya, that it is prohibitively disliked, makruh tahrimi, to enter a lavatory with the finger ring on which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or some part of Quran is inscribed. So to conclude, it would be reasonable to try and avoid, and it would be perhaps better to try and avoid touching the Quran even on the phone without having wudu. However, if someone has no other choice or has got some time to his credit which he can use in reciting the Quran, one would try his utmost to not touch the part where Quranic ayat are inscribed. And obviously, keeping the phone off when going to lavatory is something we should all try our best to do, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.